Tom Panos and John McGrath, Million Dollar Agent, the podcast on the halfway, actually past the halfway mark to this lockdown. I've said it, John, the best lockdown in the world, this one. That's what it feels like. It feels like people are being healthy and safe, but they haven't just stopped and closed their doors. They're moving forward. And you've just said to me, John, you've had a couple of your agents putting sales away left, right and centre.
Oh, 100%, Tommy. Before I go there, I was getting a bit insecure. I thought you were forgetting my name there. You stopped halfway through the introduction. So I'm glad you remember.
John, it wasn't that. What I was, I wanted to make sure that you'd press, did a button come up that says record, approve recording? Because what has happened, which has only happened in the last three or four weeks, John, whenever you're recording something on Zoom, which is what this podcast is coming through today, press the record button, the person that is actually being recorded needs to approve it. Did you know?
Yeah, I think I approved it when I came on. It said, you're going to join a link. Panos is going to be there. Be careful. Beware.
He's taking.
I agree your initial sentiments, Tommy. I know there are some people struggling, no doubt. And I know, unfortunately, some people are real and some have passed. So I'm not wishing to make light of that. However, I was sitting in a park with two dear friends of yours last Saturday, Saturday before, just when COVID lockdown was just about to start. And it was Chris Maud and Johnny Hatz. And I was fortunate to do an auction for Cindy Kennedy. It went for $4.85 million, reserve $4.1 million. So Morty said, let's just go around the corner and we'll sit socially distant and have a coffee, which we did. And, you know, we're just saying that, you know, if this is as bad as it gets in a century, you know, and whatever that means, but people are comparing it to the Depression and, you know, the Black Plague and all sorts of things. And yet we are still in the lucky country, even those of us that are in Sydney or New South Wales lockdown, Sydney mainly. I think you've got to be careful, Tommy, not to get caught in the media hype, because you put on Channel 9 News at 6 o'clock, the first 25 minutes is COVID and the words are all dramatic. And if they would just take a leaf out of Ryan Holiday's book and be less dramatic, don't attach fear or drama to anything. Yeah, the reality is COVID has come back a little bit. We're still talking about 35 cases a day, and some countries and cities are having 10,000 cases a day. So put in perspective, not too bad, as long as we keep getting better. And I was just mentioning to you off air before we started that Pete Chauncey texted me on last Sunday, so a week and 2 days into, or not even, a week and a day into lockdown, that they just sold 9 during lockdown. And then Mike Dowling, I heard yesterday, had sold five during lockdown. So, you know, when you think about it, not much has changed. If you're an agent, you can still pick up the phone and ring clients. You can still promote your property. You can still show people socially distanced one by one. You can still do an auction using the auction platforms, the live ones. The only thing you can't do is have an open for inspection with multiple people.
Yes.
And at the end of the day, it's really business as usual, but be COVID safe. And I think a lot of people have, we're in lockdown. A lot of people are ringing me and they're saying, oh, how bad is this? And I've got to say, look, you know, I don't want to be rude, but I can't agree with you. I mean, really, I'm sitting here looking at a lovely view, making calls on the computer, doing stuff, occasionally having one-on-one meetings, you know, if they're essential. But I just think it's actually not that bad as everyone is saying. And clearly from what Mike Dowling and Pete Chauncey are doing and many others, I mean, not just our team, but many of the people you're coaching, Tom, and many of the people around the country are doing well. But, you know, there's an example of a guy who's just sold 9 properties in 8 days during COVID lockdown. So go for you.
Well, John, before I came on, I heard one of my daughters say to my other daughter, Christina, we're going to hear tomorrow whether it opens up again. The Premier is going to announce it tomorrow. And my other daughter responded, but what's the difference going to be? And then there was just the pause, like, what's the difference going to be, right? And she says, oh, you'll be able to go to the gym. And she goes, well, I haven't been going. I've been going to the Bay Run anyway. Yeah. So the truth is, I think what you're saying, John, is we often look for reasons. We might catastrophize, we make them bigger than what they are, but most winners don't whinge. In fact, I saw a great post. Either you're a winner, a watcher, or a whinger, right?
Yeah. I like that. And I've got to tell you that it's times like these that I just keep referring back to what you and I loved and heard at ARIC, which was Ryan Holiday and some of the principles. You know, you can't control everything. Focus on what you can control. Leave be the rest. You know, all those things, this too shall pass, all the philosophies. Don't attach, you know, nothing has any meaning other than that which you attach to it. Just the things that are rolling around my head that he said, that you just come to these things, you say, man, I can't control the government, whether the Premier changes it tomorrow or not, I can't control. But in the meantime, Chauncey's selling a property a day. So who cares whether the Premier changes it tomorrow? And again, with all respect to people, you know, because we know some people have been mentally challenged more than others, and some have actually become, you know, ill and got COVID. But at the end of the day, that's the vast majority, 99.5%, I would imagine, are just skating through with very little change to their lives other than the dragons.
Yeah, well, John, we'll talk about the dragons in a second. But to the person on social media that said, I bet your Panos doesn't have a $1 million podcast this week after the Tigers lost, well, guess what, pal? We're on, right? We're on.
We'd only get two editions in this year if that was the parameter. If we weren't doing it after a Tigers loss, we wouldn't be doing too many this year. So I'm glad we're ignoring Tigers losses. But this too shall pass, Tommy. This too shall pass.
Yes. Yes, it was. Yes, there were two. The Rabbits looking good again. But John, it was disappointing. Like, you know, I was listening to Andrew Johns on TV, and he did make a valid point. He goes, I've got mates who own cafes and in hospitality, right? And they are doing it a little bit hard at the moment. And then you've got a bunch of footy players on $300,000, $400,000, $500,000, $600,000 a year. And they decide that, hey, we will do what we want to do, and they've been punished accordingly, you know?
Yeah, and I think well done, Peter Volandis, because he's continued his very iron grip on the competition, making changes, making adjustments, and bringing down the hammer when people step out of line, and he will clean it up. I happen to think he's a very, very good leader. But I just don't know what is in, you know, again, I revert back to Ryan Holiday, Tommy, you know, ego is the enemy. Yeah. And it can only be ego and delusion that would have 12 or 13 players, and God knows who else might have been there, whether it was partners or spouses, I've got no idea, but and that think that they're above the law, that they can flaunt the law, that they can get away with anything, and they can just turn up and probably get drunk and party. I mean, it's just disgraceful. But they're paying the piper now, because I think there were $50,000 fines that equated to about $300,000. One of them got an 8-week suspension, then his contract got tanked. Another one, you know, I think DeBellin's probably in trouble. I wouldn't be surprised if he gets his contract torn up too after the last few years of unusual antics that he's been involved with. But I think at the end of the day, it shows that ego is the enemy, and if we bring it back to our little world of real estate that you and I love so passionately, you know, I don't care whether you're selling a property a day or you're selling five a year. I mean, ego plays no role in our industry, and when it does flare its ugly head, it's going to cause problems. And but for the grace of God, go real estate agents that could have been or might even be doing the same thing. So I think everyone just, you know, go about your business, focus on what you can control, ignore what you can't, but please do it all safely and respectfully, if not for yourself, if do it for your neighbours and for your fellow citizens. So, yeah, I mean, I love the Daily Stoic. Since, you know, Ryan came, I've been getting it every day, and I've been watching him online and just reading snippets here and there, and it's such a good philosophy, all-rounded, not just about success principles, Tom, but about living a good life, and all the things that come with it. So I just really love it. But yeah, I think, you know, we've got to move forward and take a leaf out of it. And I should have actually said that up front. I was talking about the real estate industry, that nothing much has changed. I do feel, because you and I have many friends that are in the hospitality industry, and there's no doubt that they've been whacked big time. But, you know, hopefully they'll get through it, as we all hope we all will. And on the other side of this is a great new opportunity for us all.
Yeah, and I think if you see what's happening around the world, it appears that the world now is moving in a very positive direction with COVID. You're seeing all over the world, countries are reopening. There is, you know, a lot of the virus is now contained. There's been a lot of vaccination around the world. And you can actually tell, John, that as we go towards the end of this calendar year, we are going to go to a period where we're going to look back and know that, you know, restrictions, the lockdown, the, you know, the precautions, they're going to ease. And I think we've got through the last 12, 18 months pretty well as a bunch of people. You know, what do they say, John? They say that generally the news is going to report about the one plane that doesn't land or the one party that went wrong or this.
Yeah.
Overall, I think there's a lot to look forward to. And real estate, John, I've had both CoreLogic, RP Data and SQM. There's nothing in that they're saying to me that we're going to just have a great next 6 months.
Yeah, look, I think Westpac was saying, you know, God help us, another 15%. I think it was Australia-wide as an average. And, you know, certainly I hope that doesn't happen in most markets that we deal in, because I reckon most markets we deal in, they're up 30 to 40% already in the last 12 months. But, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, Tommy, you know, just for our audience, let's just remind each other what we can do. Can we make nurture marketing calls? Yes. Can we call clients from the past and check they're okay? Of course. Can we ring up our pipeline of people that have been thinking of selling over the last 12 months? Yes. Can we do some great marketing materials and put them out on social media or whatever is your channel of choice? Of course. Can you do one-on-one COVID-safe appointments? Yes. Can you do auctions? Yes, but just not live on site. You know, can you do listing appointments? Yes, you can do them one-on-one with COVID safety, or you can do them virtually. Can you do a virtual inspection of a property, walk through and give people, John McManus, if people haven't seen John McManus, is doing some great ones. I don't know if you've seen them, Tommy, but go to John's Facebook site. I'll shoot you a video, but he's doing so. He's really perfected the art. So anyone that doesn't follow John McManus, he's our Willoughby superstar.
Have you perfected the art on Facebook?
A virtual inspection. So he basically walks you through the property and he talks as though you're there with him. He's walking through and he's looking at the camera. He's saying, so as we come in here, you'll see, you know, 30 meter frontage here. And he actually just takes you right through and then he captures it. So he does a live version at the property. But then, of course, because a lot of people can't watch it live, he then goes to the, gets locked on the video and people can watch it afterwards. You know, he's really good at it. So John McManus, Willoughby, have a look at John's videos. Brilliant. Yeah, so can you do virtual inspect? Yes. Can you do one-on-ones? You can. One of my agents has got a property for sale in Paddington, Luke Hogan, great agent, and he's had over 250 inquiries this week for the property. So he's going to do, again, an extended virtual inspection. Then he's set aside Friday. He spoke to the vendor Friday and Saturday, depending what happens Saturday. He's going to do 15-minute increments, and from about 9 till 3, he's going to get all his buyers through it, you know, COVID safe. So at the end of the day, there's almost nothing you can't do as long as you're COVID safe, except for group open home inspections. So just get it out of your head that the lockdown should have any impediment on your success. And so your decision, I'm assuming, and not everyone has to do this or will want to do it, but you know, you do have the choice of pretty much carrying on business as usual. So take a leaf out of Ryan's book, take a leaf out of John McManus's book, have a look at what Pete Chauncey and Michael Dowling are doing, and just go for it, man, because this is a time to just, you know, show leadership, show confidence to your vendors, to your team, to your customers, you know, to go forward. So, yeah, I hope everyone, just from maybe hearing a different perspective than you'd hear on the 6 o'clock news tonight, hope everyone gets a little bit of something and gets back into rhythm sooner than later.
Yeah, well, John, the other thing I'll say is, geez, you really got some good, you know, quality humans that work in your group. Matty Steinwade, and I mean, I'm biased because, you know, he's a mate of ours, but he rings me up today and he says, listen, are you cool if Peter Chauncey and and I come over to Sydney and you shoot a video with the two of us. We just want to give our top 15 ideas how to actually smash it in.
Wow, that's brilliant. Have you done it yet?
No, we're going to try and aim it for next week. We've got to line up a videographer. I'm mindful of the COVID and that. Johnny said, we don't want any money. There's no paywall. There's nothing here. We just want to go off. And I've spoken to Peter this morning. He's a sort of guy that, hates having to be in the limelight, but he does want to do it because he wants to actually genuinely give back to real estate. I said, mate, Matt, it's a random call. 100%. Let's line up and we'll stream it and we'll show everyone. But John, they're up there. I think they're your number one and two, or number one and three.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Mike Dowling, Pete Chauncey, Matt Steinway, Johnny McManus is coming home he came home the second half of the year very, very strongly. Alex Jordan, don't forget Alex Jordan. But yeah, I mean, I'm blessed to be able to work with these people every day, and I think it shows their generosity and their growth mindset, as opposed to the fixed mindset many have, that they're happy to share, and they're not doing it for money. They're doing it because they want to contribute. So I can't wait to hear that. Is that going to be on your website? How are you going to?
No, I'm going to film it, and then I'm going to do it as a premiere and do it as a Sunday night rant, so everyone can watch it. But John, listen, great chatting with you. To all our listeners, stay healthy, stay well, and remember what Ryan Holiday more or less says: it's not what happens to you, it's what you do about what happens to you. And everyone's got total control of their attitude in life. And John McGrath and I want everyone to have the best attitude in life. So thanks again. Johnny, I'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Tommy. Have a good one. See you, mate.